Priests Battle Printing Press Pirates. 27th of January 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for our news. Vatican City, Office of the Holy See, Hear, and Throat Specialist. Who writes this stupid shit? Saturday. Laymen telling each other biblical tales has been a commonplace sin for years, but now pirates of the word have set their sights on completely new targets, entire Bibles. In the old days, when you wanted to hear about our Lord, you asked a priest. With the advent of printing, worshippers are increasingly turning to the book and printer-to-reader word-carrying bookware to get their fix of the Lord. The books are produced using movable type on sheets of paper bound together at one edge. There are people called printers who make these. There are even bookshops people obtain these books from. There is just one small problem with this printing trend. A large proportion of these books are illegal Bibles, despite printers' claims that printing presses have non-infringing uses. If that means anything. Father David Price, head of piracy intelligence at Inquisitional, said, quote, printed book sharing is a huge issue at the moment. We are seeing thousands of people engaging in this practice on a daily basis. Over 1 month, you might see 10,000 copies of the good book, unquote. While many illegal book sharers may feel they are safe due to the enormous scale of the problem, it is still possible to track their activities, and in some cases introduce ecclesiastical sanctions. Buying illegal content is hardly an anonymous activity, as Father Price explained. Quote, when you buy a piece of content, your neighbors, being a bunch of nosy gossips, will shop you in a second for free indulgence. It's then quite easy to track you back to a particular parish. Then the kindly gentleman of the Inquisition will lovingly assist you in coming to a realization of your error and help you on the path to correcting it. Do the right thing. Talk to your priest. Do as he says. And when he casually asks if you know anyone with a book in their possession, we hope you will let your conscience be your guide, won't you? Unquote. This has been Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.